USA Radio News with John Hunt.
New Orleans police say 11 people were shot this morning in the city's famed French Quarter. Two of the victims are in critical condition at this time. There is no further information on their conditions. No arrests have been made at this time. Police say the motive is still unclear. The shooting took place on a busy commercial block of Canal Street and near many hotels. Police said the investigation is ongoing. Thousands of people took to Hong Kong streets this morning in a new wave of pro-democracy protests, but police fired tear gas after some demonstrators hurled bricks and smoke bombs, breaking a rare pause in the violence that has persisted during the last 6 months. The rally followed two other marches as protesters sought to keep the pressure on city leader Carrie Lam after the recent win by the pro-democracy camp in the district councils and the gaining of U.S. support for their cause. Police estimated that over 60,000 people attended the rally. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
The Senate Intelligence Committee will vote on Tuesday on Adam Schiff's impeachment report, which makes a case for the congressional removal of President Donald Trump. The vote, likely to break along party lines, is a formality allowing the Democrat-controlled body to pass the impeachment inquiry onto the Judiciary Committee, which is scheduled to begin their proceedings on Wednesday. The vote is scheduled for 6 p.m. Tuesday after Congress returns from its Thanksgiving break. Mexican security forces fought an hour-long gun battle with suspected cartel gunmen in Villa Union, about an hour's drive southwest of Eagle Pass, Texas, leaving at least 14 people dead, according to officials. Four of the dead were police officers killed in the initial confrontation, and several municipal workers were missing. The governor said the armed group stormed the town of about 3,000 residents in a convoy of trucks, attacking local government offices and prompting state and federal officials to intervene. 10 alleged members of the cartel of the Northeast were killed in the response. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A New Jersey hospital says it gave a kidney to the wrong patient. With that story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
A New Jersey hospital saying they did give a kidney to the wrong patient. Officials at Virtua Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Camden say a 51-year-old patient underwent a very successful kidney transplant. The problem is the kidney they received was supposed to go to a different patient, higher on the transplant list, a patient who had the same name and was about the same age. Hospital officials became aware of the mistake the following day. They say the patient who was expecting the kidney did end up having a successful transplant the following day. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the world's effort to stop climate change has been, quote, utterly inadequate, and so far the global danger could pass the point of no return. Speaking before the start of tomorrow's two-week International Climate Conference in Madrid, the UN chief said the impact of rising temperatures, including more extreme weather, is already being felt around the world, with dramatic consequences for humans and all other species. He noted the world has the scientific knowledge and technical means to limit global warming, but is lacking the political will. Delegates from almost 200 countries will try to put the finishing touches on the rules governing the Paris Climate Accord. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.